Welcome to the Holden Village Podcast. Holden is a community of education, programming, and worship located in the remote wilderness of the Cascade Mountains. These snapshots provide a glimpse into the learnings taking place in our community. Let's tune in to this week's highlight.
The story that you're about to hear is called More Than a Match by Aaron Shepherd.
There was once a man so wise that no one could say just how wise he was. He was also so old that no one remembered his name.
And he'd forgotten it himself, so they called him simply the Wise One.
Now the Wise One lived close to the kingdom's capital, which was called the City of Here. Just a day's ride away lay another city, which was called the City of There.
And the single road between them carried many travelers by horse, cart, and carriage.
One day, when a merchant from Here had ridden his horse halfway to there, he came upon a huge man standing in the middle of the road.
The man was half again taller than the merchant and dressed like a merchant himself.
The giant shouted,
"None shall pass without a fight. Choose your weapon, dark or light. I'll more than match you, wrong or right."
"Never mind."
And the merchant fled back to the city, warning everyone he met on the way.
It was not long before he told the king, too.
Dear me,"
said the king.
"What must I do? What must I do?"
The queen leaned over to him.
"Daddy, no, I don't."
"Not now, my love. I must listen to my council of three."
The first counselor lifted his finger.
"Your Majesty, a king must protect his subjects and uphold their right to travel where they wish. One of your warriors must battle a giant. Send the master of clubs."
Oh my,
said the king. But he called for the master of clubs and gave the order.
The next morning, the master of clubs rode out till he came to the giant, who was now dressed up like a master of clubs.
The giant bellowed,
"None shall pass without a fight. Choose your weapon, dark or light. I'll more than match you, wrong or right."
The brawny warrior dropped from his horse and growled,
"I choose clubs."
But as he raised his own club, the giant raised one bigger and heavier. And the master of clubs was shorter and wider than before.
The flattened warrior raced back to the king.
Dear me,"
said the king.
"What must I do? What must I do?"
"Darling, why don't—"
"Not now, my love. My counselors will surely know what's best."
The second counselor pulled his ear.
"Your Majesty, this is a great insult to your kingdom. It must not go unanswered. Send the master of swords."
Oh my!
But he called for the master of swords.
The next morning, the master of swords rode till he came to the giant, who was now dressed up like a master of swords.
The giant roared,
"None shall pass without a fight. Choose your weapon, dark or light. I'll more than match you, wrong or right."
The lanky warrior sprang from his horse and cried,
"I choose swords."
But just as he drew his own sword, the giant drew one longer and sharper. And the shirt of the master of swords hung in shreds.
The tattered warrior raced back to the king.
Dear me,
said the king.
What must I do?
Darling, why don't you ask?
Not now, my love. At times like this, we must trust in the counselors.
The third counselor tapped his nose.
Your Majesty, your kingdom now faces the gravest challenges to its very existence. You have no choice but to use your most powerful warrior. Send the Master of Fire.
Oh my!
But he called for the Master of Fire.
Master of Fire!
The next morning, the Master of Fire rode until he came to the giant, who was now just like a Master of Fire.
The giant thundered.
No one shall pass without a fight. Choose your weapon, dark or light. I'll more than match you, wrong or right.
The ruddy warrior leaped from his horse and barked.
I choose fire!
He swiftly lit his torches and tossed them at the giant. One after the other, but the giant caught them and he threw them back faster, burning brighter and hotter than before. And the master of fire was singed from head to foot.
The smoldering warrior raced back to the king.
Dear me,
said the king.
What must I do? What must I do?
But not one of the counselors could say.
Then the queen leaned over once more.
Darling, why don't you ask the wise one?
My love, a wonderful idea! I'm so glad we thought of it!
And he called for the wise one.
I will go at once.
With a cart and a horse loaned by the king, the wise one drove out till he came to the giant, who was now dressed up like a wise one. The giant shouted,
None shall pass without a fight. Choose your weapon, dark or light. I'll more than match you, wrong or right.
Well, I shall have to think on this.
And so saying, the wise one settled himself to ponder.
The giant stood stone still.
After a while, the wise one's stomach grumbled. He reached into his bag for a loaf of brown bread and broke off a piece. He was about to bite into it when he heard a growl from the stomach of the giant.
Perhaps you are hungry?
Said the wise one pleasantly. He held out to offer a piece of bread.
Wouldn't you care to share my humble offer?
You try to conquer me with kindness, but now I'll more than match you.
Almost faster than the wise one could see, the giant took from his own bag a table and chair and all manners of tastiness. Pulled some dishes fit for a wise one. Grains, cheeses, vegetables, and fruits.
Then before the wise one could look twice, the giant stood there again, solid as a rock and blocking the road.
So that's the way of it.
The wise one got down from the cart and sat at the table to enjoy the giant's offer.
When he'd eaten enough to satisfy his hunger, and a little more, he leaned back contently and gazed thoughtfully at the giant.
I should like you to know a little about me. I live in a cottage in the forest outside the city of here.
Another contest, but you won't win, because now I'll tell you even more about me. I have no name, for my father is the wind, and my mother is a curved mirror. Like any mirror, I show only what I see, and I have no power or skill but what you choose.
I thought as much,
said the wise one, rising from the table.
But the day is more than half done, and I must reach the city of there before dark.
He stepped up to the giant and smiled kindly.
May I offer you a ride?
You dare challenge me again? This time I'll best you once and for all.
He picked up the wise one,
then the cart,
then the horse,
all together.
Then he raced down the road as fast as he could,
all the way to the city.
The giant set them down gently at the city gate.
I hope you've at last learned your lesson.
Oh, I have. I thank you for it. And so will the king and all his subjects, I'm sure.
Then the giant raced back up the road and was out of sight within seconds.
And ever since then,
thanks be to the wise one,
travelers between here and there have only to bring themselves half of the way.
And then they get a ride from the giant.
Woohoo!
This radio drama has been brought to you by the Holden School, including Peter,
Andrew,
Eli,
Miles,
Addie J,
Addie K,
Mason,
Isaac,
Jeremiah,
and Jonah.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.